Welcome to the Badass Soul Seeking Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Fonte. For the next 30 days, please join me daily in meaningful discussions regarding truth. Each month, I choose a theme that will provide insights and thoughts on a topic important in our daily lives. So for the month of November, we will be talking each day about truth. Howdy, friends. Let me start out today by telling you that I'm a patriot, as I'm sure many of you are as well. And that means to me that I'm a person who loves my country and I zealously support and defend its interest. And you may ask what that has to do with truth, and we'll get to that. But right out of the gate here, I love my country. I love the flag. I have an American flag and a Blue Lives Matter flag hanging, flying from my barn. I have huge honor and respect for first responders and our military. And along with a strong work ethic, I was taught to respect my elders, to be seen and not heard, and to do right, not be right. So I want to give you some facts about what is true about the United States having an open border right now. Because my love of this country, our border situation is very concerning to me. So here's what I know for sure. As of July 2022, starting from fiscal year 2021, 4.9 million illegal, yes, I'm saying it, illegal aliens have crossed our border, which means they've broken the law. Now, I get why they want to come here. I really do. But America is a very generous country, and we allow 1 million people to come into our country legally through a process now. Now, if the process needs changed, let's change it. But we cannot continue to have thousands of people cross our border on a daily basis. Of those 4.9 million illegal aliens who have crossed our border in the past 18 months, it is estimated, not known for sure, but estimated that there are 900,000 gotaways. That means there are people who have crossed our border and the Border Patrol has not processed them, and they are in our country somewhere, unknown of their whereabouts, who they are, and what they're up to. And so far as well, we have caught 95 people who are on the terror watch list. I wonder how many we haven't caught. In addition to that, since October of 2021, the authorities have seized 12,300 pounds of fentanyl. You guys, that's enough fentanyl to kill every single person in this country more than once. So I don't know about you, but I'm concerned. We have 70,000 fentanyl deaths per year in this country because an open border where the fentanyl is just flowing through like water. That means at least 200 people a day are dying from fentanyl. And in addition to that, the American people are funding to the tune of $100 billion plus per year benefits for these people who are coming into our country illegally. I don't like it. I don't think the long-term results of this are going to be good for us. And so I wanted to share those facts with you today, because in 5 days, we all get an opportunity to place a vote to tell those officials who are supposedly representing us in the government that we're not okay with this. So I hope you will join me in doing your patriotic thing next Tuesday and go vote. I'm not telling you how to vote, but I'm telling you to do the research, know the facts, understand the truth that's going on in this country. Do not be one of those people that's uninformed. These statistics, quite frankly, I think are frightening. So, in keeping with my promise to provide truthful information as the theme for the month of November, I wanted to share these facts with you today. I hope you will do some of your own digging and learn the truth about how dangerous it is for our southern border to be open. And God forbid anyone you know dies of a fentanyl overdose or gets raped or killed by an illegal alien. That would be awful. So, as always, keep your ass in the saddle. Have a kick-ass day. Take good care of yourself. And I will talk with you tomorrow.